Hey everyone, welcome to a Loon Dive here on Sound of the Loons. I'm Steve McPherson. And we've already talked some on podcasts and in articles on the website about how MNUFC have ended up with not one, not two, but three New Zealanders this season. So we thought it would be a good idea to put together snippets from interviews with Noah Billingsley, James Musa, and lastly, Michael Boxall. We'll hear first from James Musa. James Musa, welcome back to Minnesota.
Thank you.
Have you missed it?
No, not really. I mean, the day we got back, it decided it wanted to snow again, which is kind of my best luck. So
yeah. How was Florida? How was the preseason? The feel of the group down there?
It was really good. You know, it's obviously nice to get on some grass, and I think you know the location of where we were at was great because we were very isolated. Mm-hmm. We could spend time together as a team, and obviously after a week here, you don't really know too many people. But being isolated and around everybody every day is a good chance to get to know everybody.
Yeah. Did you guys go to the beach?
Yeah, we did. It wasn't the warmest weather, is probably what you would think.
Sure.
But there was one day where I think it got into the 80s. I like to say the 20s.
Right. Celsius, right?
Celsius, yeah. But
it's in the 20s here.
Yeah, I mean. Right? So there was probably about 10 of us, and we hired some boogie boards, and we had a bit of fun in the waves, which was awesome. But nice. There was some times in the colder days that Noah Billingsley and I would go down and just body surf, which is always, you know, because we're like, I don't know when the next time we're going to be near the beaches. So we got to take advantage of this.
Absolutely. There are some good away spots. I think when you go to LA for like mm-hmm. LAFC, I think mm-hmm. you stay in Malibu. And so there's a couple spots in MLS you'll get out.
Well, we got to be concentrated on a game there. So preseason's a little different.
Yeah. It's good for us, the people who don't have to play a game if we travel with the team. So when you're not playing soccer, what do you like to do? Are you a hang out with friends guy, watch TV, movies, books? Like, what do you do?
You know, it depends. Like if my fiance is around, obviously she's in Chicago right now. So, if we're together and, you know, usually she'll be finished work. I like cooking. So I enjoy cooking an evening meal and, preparing that. And to be honest, like even going to the grocery store, I enjoy doing
sure.
that.
Nice.
It sounds kind of weird, but, I'm not really a big reader. I'll enjoy watching a TV show every now and again, especially when you're kind of cooped up in a hotel or something. But yeah, I like getting out and about. I'm sure in the summer I'll head down to the lake
sure.
and kind of maybe go for a walk, or might even buy a bike or something. And I enjoy riding a bike. So
nice.
Yeah, it could be something I do as a little recovery.
Yeah. Last thing I'll ask you, what's your best dish? What do you like to cook?
Ooh, you know, I like to consider myself, you know, a pretty good chef. I can cook a range of things, but my favorite meal is Jamaican oxtail.
Okay.
So I actually played with a couple of Jamaicans a few years back, and his wife taught me how to cook it. So
all right.
I love cooking that.
All right. Well, I'll have to try some of that sometime.
Of course.
All right. Thanks, James.
No worries.
Future Top Chef contestant James Musa there. I need to get on that oxtail and give it a shot this season. Next up is rookie Noah Billingsley. He's had a whirlwind first month as a pro since being drafted by Minnesota with the 18th pick in the 2020 MLS Super Draft. I have not talked to you, Noah, since I got on the phone with you right after the draft. So right. It doesn't seem that long ago, yet a lot of stuff has probably happened. So
yeah,
take me through it. How are you feeling right now?
I'm good. Yeah, no, as you say, it's been a very long month, but I'm really happy to be here and everything's kind of fallen into place. So yeah, over the moon.
So what are you looking forward to? I mean, you still got there's another preseason tournament coming up in Portland, everything like that, but the season's going to be here before we know it. Like, what are you excited for?
I'm excited for everything. This is all so new to me. I've never been in an environment like this. So I can't wait for everything. Portland will be fun. But yeah, as I say, I can't wait for the season to start and see how things really, really work.
Yeah. Are you getting good tips from like Hassani and Chase? Those are our rookie guys last year coming from college. And I feel like they learned a lot in that season about just how to adjust.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. They've, both of them have been really good. Obviously Chase has only just come back in from the national team stuff, but yeah, there's been a bunch of guys who have done the college thing and then come here as well. So everyone's been really accommodating and, it's made it easy for me to join in.
Excellent. Well, Noah, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And lastly, we're going to hear from one of the longest tenured loons, Michael Boxall, who returns for his third preseason and fourth season with the team. We talked some about returning the spine of the team, preseason tournament in Portland, and touched on the expansion teams this season and what we know, or rather, don't know about them. Michael Boxall, welcome back to Minnesota. Are you excited?
Thank you.
Snowy here.
I actually am. It's actually good to be back in the cold, and no, I don't mind it at all, especially on beautiful days like this. Not so much when we land and we've treated to, what is it, 7 or 8 inches of snow.
Yeah.
But no, my daughter loves it, so it was great to see her happy and great to be back with her.
Oh, nice. How is Max?
She's great.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Yeah.
How old now?
Three.
She's
3 in December.
Okay.
Yeah, still as loud as ever. Still the loudest one in our households.
Yeah. Three is a little tough in my experience. I mean, there's great moments to all of it, and it's fantastic. But I feel like people say terrible twos, and that's really underselling threes because threes have...
I feel like everyone's got a new name for the next year of the next 12 months of punishment. So it's like, terrible twos, the three-nager.
Three-nager, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what 4 is, but I have a 4-year-old now, and she's also got her own opinions about everything, so...
Just gets better and better.
Eventually, they become teenagers, and then they won't talk to you, I guess, is the upshot of that. So we've talked a little bit about this before in different places, but how big is it to return that back 6 or back 7 for the team again? And what has that meant in preseason, just to know you have sort of like, this is the returning sort of spine and core from last year?
I think it's a lot better than not.
Yeah.
obviously, in previous seasons, we've kind of started from scratch almost back-to-back years. So it's good to have people we're familiar with, people who know have been proven in this league to get the job done. So it's just... It's almost trying to carry on from where we left off last year. I think even at the beginning of last year, we took a few months to really settle down and get comfortable playing with each other. And hopefully it's just like riding a bike this year.
Yeah, hit the ground running, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So you talked a little bit about Luis Amaria coming in. You said the technical abilities look good and everything like that. Since that, which was like last week, I feel like the team has added a number of new players already, you know, with bringing in Raheem Edwards. And
right.
Are any of those guys you're familiar with from playing around the league? I know Raheem was on Chicago Fire and stuff like that. How have you assessed the sort of the new additions that have been made since then?
We've only had one. It was kind of a split training session this morning, so we weren't training with the whole group, so we didn't get to see everyone. But obviously, Raheem... coming from Chicago, and I think he's a player that's, to start off with, going to push whoever will be picked to start when we go to the preseason games in Portland. And I think off the field, he's a great fit. I think just about everyone we've brought in has been a great addition to the group off the field, which for me, I think is more important than the ability that they possess on the field. So I think once you get a good group of everyone of like-minded individuals that are going to work for the team, then you're already a step ahead from day one of preseason.
Yeah, it seems like there's been a lot of good depth additions, guys who are really going to, like the season is long. Mm-hmm. We saw that a lot last season.
Yeah.
You get deep into the Open Cup, you know, you're playing other competitions, things like that. Like you need, you can't just play the same 11 guys every team. There's there's international call-ups and things like that.
Sure.
And so you need those guys like to be invested in the project from the beginning and to push other guys. And then when they have their chance to step in there and try to take those spots, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, no matter how good the player is, they're not going to be performing at 100% every single week. I think perfect example of that when you have a little dip in form and then Brent comes in and does his job flawlessly. He was absolutely outstanding when he came in last year. I think it's great to keep everyone on your toes. And I think the front office coaching staff have done great with all their additions so far.
So this the preseason tournament coming up, the team participated in this tournament 2 years ago, I think. It was held off because they were doing construction, I think, at Providence Park. But I think maybe the first year. So you wouldn't have been
2017,
around.
2017,
yeah. Yeah, so you weren't around for that. Yeah. So you haven't participated in this tournament yet. But it's against MLS competition. Mm-hmm. And again, I think it's something we touched on before, that this is sort of the moment where, you know, some of that groundwork that's being laid now, you'll get to really see it come to fruition.
The first 2-3 weeks of preseason, it's a lot of running, a lot of double days, getting the miles back into your legs. And then you kind of play college teams or USL teams to get familiar with your teammates before putting it out against fully fledged competition that you're going to face during the year. And I think the first couple of weeks in Florida, so we're working hard, but the atmosphere is fairly relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think when you head into these games, particularly when it's a tournament format like in Portland, that the level of intensity definitely steps up in our trainings and then obviously for those games as well. And obviously these are the type of environments that we live for.
Yeah.
So really excited for that.
Is it also fun to see, you know, as you get to know some of the new guys and what they can do, like to see guys do things you didn't know they were going to be able to do, or to see, you know, you sort of know the sort of form of the team or sort of how you want to play, but to suddenly mm-hmm. see, like, I think about like Hassani and, you know, obviously in training people saw that he was a good finisher and things mm-hmm. like that. But like when he suddenly erupts for that, his first goal in MLS, it was like, is that just fun to get to see players sort of come into their own in a moment like that?
Yeah, it is. I think because you see all the work that these players put in behind the scenes, and then obviously to everyone else, they're almost a bit of an unknown. So to see obviously Hassani when he got his chance last year, that's when you see him score, and then you see literally the entire squad. It's like absolutely buzzing for him. That's like because of that. And then obviously I think player coming into the season, Robin Lutz had a great preseason. Mm-hmm. He's coming in looking very sharp. And I'm excited to see what he's going to produce this year.
Yeah, I think there's a couple guys. I think Robin's one of those guys who, you know, he sort of came in, he hit the ground running because it was mid-season and he had just come off of sort of...
forced to hit the ground running even though
he's
been like, yeah.
He had finished his season and been like a month off or something, just at the point where you're sort of really trying to get it back, and then he has to hit the ground running in
exactly.
the play.
So. Especially at that point in the season where we were, and obviously he was a bit of a profile player that people came in and expected great things from the start, but it doesn't always happen like that. You need a time to adjust to a new culture, new country, new league. The MLS is obviously very different to most. So I think he's gone away and done a lot of work in the offseason, and he's looked great in the preseason so far.
Yeah. Coming up on the season now, I mean, the season feels like it's just around the corner at this point. So we've got two expansion teams, Inter Miami and Nashville. Have you followed at all, like how their builds are going? Are you excited about playing those two teams? Get some new teams in there?
Not really. I mean, I'm looking forward to those two away trips. I think Nashville's a very cool city. Played a game there a few years ago now. It's a cool city to visit. I think Miami speaks for itself.
You don't get to go to Miami. They have to go to Fort Lauderdale this year.
Hopefully we stay near Miami then.
I don't know.
I have no idea. That's obviously goes to show. I don't follow a whole lot of what happens at other teams.
Yeah.
I think. No, I love to just focus on what we're doing here.
Not fair enough.
Yeah. I think if you're spending energy on the other 27, 20, whatever teams, then.
I had asked this morning. I was like, I can't remember how many teams we have now. So.
Yeah. I don't know either. I mean, did you find the answer to that question?
I think it's 26 now.
Okay.
I think that's right because they added two. I believe it was 24 last year. So
right. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't follow too.
What's that proverb about? Have the wisdom to control what I can and know what I can't and know the difference or something like that. It's something.
It sounds very wise coming from you.
Thank you.
But I think the more you live like that, the happier you'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Focus on what you can control and. Everything else doesn't really matter.
That's right. I'll write it out and I'll put it on embroider it on something.
I need a copy of that framed on my wall.
Michael Boxall, thanks for coming by.
No, my pleasure.
The Serenity Prayer was written by American theologian Reinhold Niebuhr and goes, "Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." I'm still working on my embroidery for Michael Boxall as we speak. The 2020 MLS season kicks off for Minnesota United on Sunday, March 1st at Providence Park against the Portland Timbers in a game that starts at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on FS1.